Yud Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Monday the 26th of October, Rabbi David Kahn, clarification of the Ritzuis issue with samples, for those who are watching.
Good morning. I think this is something which, this is an area that we've heard a lot about. I don't know whether, in the shul, I forgot to look as I was coming in, whether there's a photograph showing a ritzua with the piece off, warning people to be careful. But what's been going on, and unfortunately this has been going on for a few years, and it's only just hit the surface very recently, is that ritzuas have been produced, and the ritzuas have been produced in various ways, in such a way that, again, if to varying degrees, the black on the ritzuas can just come off. To give you an example, start off with a sample. Let me show you. Somebody came to me, it was actually one of the United Synagogue Rabbonim, came to me and said to me, what's going on with the ritzuas? He said to me, I've just bought new ritzuas, do I have to worry about them? So I'd heard about this ritzuas problem, and I said to him, let me phone up my brother-in-law, who was a sefer in Eretz Yisrael, and ask him what the story is. He said, yes, there are problems with ritzuas, there are problems with certain types of ritzuas that they peel. Let me just show you a couple of samples first. Looks like a very nice ritzua. Very nice, shiny, beautiful ritzua. And I went into one of the local sefer in here, and I asked him for some offcuts of the ritzuas. I put it in water, hot water, for 5 minutes, and I came back, and it was floating on the top. Okay. Was floating on the top. So you see it in the pictures, and it sounds like, you know, no, it's never going to happen to me. But this is what looks like a beautiful ritzua, a brand new ritzua, and it is, basically, it's got, I think it is electrical insulation tape that's been used to put it on here.
That's on my car.
Yeah, that's right. So there you are. So you can take some leather. I'm told the leather underneath, I wanted to send the leather underneath this to a laboratory, maybe I still will, to a laboratory to find out what's going on, but I've been told reliably by those who know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, that what they've done is, they've taken what a type of leather called spalts in Yiddish. Exactly what it means is that a leather is very thick. The bottom part of the leather is the good piece of leather where you take a strip of it, and you get a nice, smooth finish. And then you paint it over, which is what we're used to. And that's what's supposed to be. Instead, what they've done is they've taken the middle of the leather, which doesn't have a nice, smooth finish. When you paint it over it, it doesn't look right. And they've simply taken some tape, and they've covered it over, and they've stuck it on. If you look carefully, maybe I'll pass it on later, you can see the glue. You can see the glue quite clearly in between them. And that's what they've done. They've glued it on. I want to show you, before I go for the halachas, let me show you another one. Now this is black on black. So you've got black on black. Very chumras, new chumras than ever used to be. And everything very, very nice. Lovely. Looks like a beautiful ritzua. You buy it. You probably pay a premium for having black on black. I put this into the water as well for 5 minutes. You know, and lo and behold, it just comes off. It just comes off. This insulation tape is a bit thicker, actually, and I had to pull it a bit before it came off. But you can see the glue in between. That's what you've got, poor quality leather underneath, and you've got beautiful insulation tape on top. That's what you've got. Yeah? This is what's going on. People are walking around with this, and the soferim are... I'm in the process of getting together with the other rabbonim to try and stop it, to make sure that none of this is left in the market anymore, and it's not being stopped, and it's being stopped. Just to give you a bit of an idea, should we go to the...
If it didn't come off, would it be kosher?
No, of course
What do you mean if it doesn't come off? You mean if I hadn't put it in water?
Yes, it didn't come off.
Oh, so if it stays like it is, that's when I'm going to take you through some halacha. It's not only going to be practical examples, but I'll take you through some of the halacha of it. Now, I had a look at some others. To give you an idea, the one, this is a Badatz, Sonnenfeld, and this is not for the purpose of advertising, but this is the most expensive tzua on the market. It is very soft, a quality piece of... I put this in water, and I pulled and tugged and scratched and tried to get it off. Nothing doing. It won't come off. It is. You crease it. It creases like leather. It looks like leather. It's half matte. Much less shiny.
You say it's like leather. What
much less shiny. This is actually Sonnenfeld. This is a beautiful, soft piece of leather. I'll pass them round a bit later. I also took a Ritzua Avodas Yad of Moshe Shol Klein. And I did the same, put it in water, scratched, tugged and pulled, nothing doing, it won't come off. This is slightly more shiny, but nothing nearly as shiny as the other ones. And therefore, these ones, these, they're solid, they're properly, it's proper leather, and with nothing on top of it except ink.
What's the difference in price?
Huge difference. These are half the price. Half the price, twice the profit, and...
What's the problems?
Huge problems. Mm. Huge problems. We'll discuss it. But that's what we've got over here. Now we'll tell you something else. There is another ritzua that I've tested out. So anyway, if you see any rabbonim stirring tefillin ritzuas in cups of tea, don't think they're gone with sugar. They are. All we're trying to do is to try and find out. I've got over here. This is a reputable ritzua. And I took two batches. I took some of the old batch and some of the new reel of a batch. And this is something actually very interesting. This needs to go back. And this is actually one of Rav Ozner's sons is giving a hechsher to this. I put it in water to this one, and some of the shine came off. And when I scratched it, but it was black underneath. I took another one. Brand new, this is from a brand new reel, and I put it in water, and it came off, and it's white underneath. Well, white, leather colour underneath. This has clearly been painted or sprayed with paint, and therefore that's perfectly okay, but the paint doesn't seem to have been absorbed into this one, whereas the old one, it has been absorbed. That's
what... Close.
Sorry? Well, the question is it kosher? We'll want to discuss this. If, when you put it in water, what happens is that the ink will just come off. And in fact, I could peel some more off, and it's elasticy, and it comes off. It seems like an elastic, an acrylic skim, which has now formed on top of it, as opposed to actually pigmenting the ritzua, as we would expect. The last one I've taken is an Avodas Yad, also black on black, very... state of the art. I put it in water, and this came off as well. Not electrical tape, but you can see it's a thin elastic coat of paint that's come off in one piece. You could pull the whole thing off. It took a bit of tugging to get it started, but once you get it started, the whole thing will come straight off. Question is, halachically, I've done a few others that have been perfectly all right. Something called kanfei yono. I've no idea where it comes from. This is the same as the other one, straight off, when you put it in water. So the question is, first of all, the halachic side of it. Certainly, a warning to all, and I spoke to Rav Friedlander in Yerushalayim, who's the big mumche in Ilchastam, who has no financial interests in one type of ritzua more than the other. He's simply the senior... one of the senior poskim of Holy Chastan, and he grades things, and the Seferim come to him, and he's there in the mirror. And I spoke to him, and he said to me exactly the conclusion that my father and I came to when we were going through all of this, and that is, we need ritzuas that are matte. Somebody brought me, I gave a shir in Ashur, in North Hendon Adas, on Shabbos, and what happened was that after on Sunday morning, I had a line of people coming with their ritzuas. And one person brought me a Badatz ritzua. A Badatz ritzua that was peeling. When I say peeling, in sticky pieces were coming off it. He'd had it for a couple of years. It was sticky pieces were coming off. What's really interesting was that the original cover, the original finish, was very shiny. And when the pieces came off, there was a beautiful matte, complete finish underneath. What they'd done is they'd painted it matte and then put another shiny paint on top, which has got too much acrylic and plastic in it. Somebody who's a monche in paint tells me if you want it to be shiny, you have to add an acrylic, a type of plastic, into it. The reason why they do it is for durability, so that it doesn't crack. But the trouble is if you put too much plastic in, what happens is, or acrylic, whatever it is, it stops it being absorbed into the leather. And therefore it just sits on top. And the question now, we'll have a look at some of the halachic considerations. What are they possible, and if they're possible, who says, and what, according to whom, which opinions. Let's give a little bit of a background as to what's going on. First of all, on the black and black side, in case you think that because you don't have black on black ritzuas, that you're missing out on something, let me tell you, in Siman Lamed Beis, in the Tor, so the Tor says the following, quotes in fact in the Beis Yosef, so Siman Lamed Beis, and it's on Sif Dalet. So the Kosav HaRambam, the Rambam says, Let's start at the beginning. Right at the beginning is to tell you that there is a halacha l'moshe misinai that ritzuas have to be black. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. If they're not black, they're posel. Do they have to be black all the way through? It's a machlokas rishonim. But they definitely have to be black. The batim, there's a big machlokas where they need to be black or they don't need to be black at all. And the maskana of the Rosh, which is the way it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch, is that it's a mitzvah, not an obligation, not an absolute ikuv. It isn't paramount that the batim have to be black, but it's a mitzvah that they should be black. In other words, lechatzchila, the way to perform the mitzvah in the way which is most mahuda, is to have your batim black. So yes, if the black is fading, by all means, get them touched up by a sofer, by a batim macha, but they do need, that you'll be still be yotzer the mitzvah, even if they aren't completely black. The ritzuas do have to be completely black. That's halacha mishmei Sinai, paskin clearly in the Gemara, in Menachos, and that's the way we paskin. Now the question is, the cost of the sefer Torah shetzorch she'ashchirom Yisrael l'shem tefillin, that Yisrael has to blacken them, and they has to have kavana l'shem tefillin. The ein la'ashchirom alidei goy, you can't get a goy to do the job. Because of the Rambam says, Shim lo yase habatim shchorim, yase ritzuas mitzeva habatim. Now, the Beis Yosef says, Sorich loima, you've got to correct the girsa, da achore haritzua ka'oma. What the Rambam is telling us is, the back of the ritzuas have to be black, he says. De'ilu pnei ha'ritzua, because if it comes to the top of the ritzua, i'ef shel ha'seisom el ha'shchoros, those have to be black. Do'aloch l'meshi misinai ninhu, v'kosav ha'rambam, v'noihu la'tfilin, she'yiyu kulom shchoros, ha'ktsitza v'ha'ritzua kulo. What does that mean? Koloima, says the Beis Yosef, she'gam achore ha'ritzua yase shochoi. The Rambam's opinion is both the top, which of course the front has to be black, but the back has to be black too. That's the Rambam, says the Beis Yosef, V'loi no'agu kein. Our meaning is not this way. Says the Darkei Moshe on this, V'loi no'agu kein. So both the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both say, our meaning is not to do so. And therefore, there's absolutely no obligation to have black on black ritzuas. Why are black on black ritzuas coming into the market? For two reasons. I think mainly. I don't think the reason is because we're trying to promote the shit of the Rambam, which we don't paskan like. The reason is because if people have always been worried about their ritzuas, the shel roish, You've got to make sure they don't turn round, because you've got to have the black side visible as supposed to be. So therefore, if you have black on black, you don't have to worry about it. It's an easier life. You don't have to worry, you know, Nebuch, this poor fellow's got to watch his tzuras, but it's an easier life. He doesn't have to worry that it's going to be black on black, that which side is showing. That's reason number one. Reason number two is, in order that if the tzuras start wearing, so then, as we know, every so often you have to watch it, and you have to paint them. You have to touch them up. This way, if they're black on black all the way through, which maybe not all of them are, so careful, some of them have just been superficially painted black. Some people couldn't. Somebody said his wife couldn't understand why the shirts, his white shirts, have got black stains on coming down here. She worked out there was superficial painting on the black of the ratsuas, which was coming off. It wasn't really pigmented all the way through, but if it's pigmented all the way through, it'll save you having to touch its filling up, because they're black all the time. But you should know that many of the Gedolim refused to move over to the black on black. They said our Masoros is to use these ones. These are the ones we used. It's not as if it's a new invention of being able to paint both of them black. The Rambam's written about it. The Beis Yosef and the Ramah have said la halacha, we don't adopt it. And therefore, finish, we don't need it anymore. But that's what the black on black is all about. That's what's going on. Sorry? Oh, so the shininess is purely a salesman's gimmick. It's purely, if you see it in the shop, the same as you go into the supermarkets and sometimes they've polished the apples, they've increased the whatever it is, they've done various things to make it more appealing to the eye. So they think if people walk along and they will buy, they will see ratsuas that are shiny and brilliantly reflective, they'll say, ah, Dos haste a ratsua. Yes? That's the thing. That's what's called a good ratsua. That's what they'll think. In fact, don't think this is something new. This is an old story. The Chai Odom writes about this already. And the Chai Odom in Simon, in Klal Yud Dalet, Simon Hay, he writes the following. Mitzvah shua batim shchoyrois, they should be black, upshita. He says, it's obvious, she adaptik shashin yeshochoy. The Yeshobim, some say, do Alochu Meshe Misinai. There's a machlokus whether the Alochu Meshe Misinai extends to the Batim as well. And therefore the mitzvah is to adopt that, take that into account, and make sure that our Batim are black as well. The Omnom, says the Chai Odom, however, Hashachrus, the blackness that you use, Yerak B'tseva Shochoy. It should only be a black dye. He says, She'ein boi mamash klal. It's got no substance to it. So it's like fountain pen ink. It's like ink that you use that purely pigments and dyes the material that it's applied to. But it doesn't leave any, it gets fully absorbed. It doesn't have any mamoshas. There's no substance to it after you've used it. V'chein ani mitzaveh, says the Chai Odom, and this is the way that I request or demand lahashchir tefillin sheli, to blacken my tefillin, v'shel b'nei veisi, he says, v'hashoimim l'dvorai, those who listen to me. There seems to be an altamais of this, but he says to me, those who listen to me, he says, v'hamashchirim v'min glantz, those who blacken it with a glantz, so they've gone over here in this new Chai Odom, sipui mavrik, He says, with a shiny coating, that's what a glanz is, he says, She'iyav sholakalfoy, you cannot peel it off, afapi she'cholim lahosim in a klaf, even though you can get it off the klaf alidei pirurim dakim, with small filings, so you can get it off in small pieces, but if it doesn't come off in one piece, mikomokim ein biyodi lefoslom, right? He'd like to passel them, but he says he can't passel them. Avon, Mashachitshu Sefer Zmanenu, says the Chai Odom, what's been going on in the Seferim, have started doing, She'ani kilafti, kol ha-glantz min ha-bayis, I've peeled the whole thing off the bayis, he says, V'tzurosoi kumo nior shochoi, it comes off like black paper, he says. So he says, Nirali t'posel. I think it's possible. So this was going on with the batim. You could peel it off just like we've peeled off. You could peel off the batim. And he says, if it comes off in one slab, in one piece, that is possible, nearly to possible. What's going on? There was a tshuva that was sent to the Noidi B'Yehuda. Sent to the Noidi B'Yehuda by the Av Beis Din of Bun. Where that is exactly, I don't know. I haven't tried to find out. I don't know exactly who it is, but it's not Bonn. I think it's Bonn, because it would have been, I think so. But anyway, he wrote down that he asked this question. He's asked about these batim. And he asked this question, and he asks, is it okay? And he says, you can peel it off, and under the bais, it's white, he says. And the Neidib Yehuda says, it's okay. The Neidib Yehuda's got a whole shuvah about it, where he goes into the question of, what's the problem? The Gemara says that you mustn't have batim that are plated with gold. So the Neidib Yehuda, two things. First of all, the Neidib Yehuda says the problem is only gold. Secondly, the Neidib Yehuda says that even the question there is, there's an issa to have a bias besoch bias. The actual bias of the tefillin has to be roya pneu avir. So the question is, can you say that the coating is a subsidiary to the bias, and therefore that's all the bias, or would you say no? You've got the real leather bias of the tefillin, and it's got a plastic, shall we say, a varnish bias on top of it. And the Neidib Yehuda says it's okay. And the Nishmas Adam says, even though, he says, the Neidib Yehuda is my Rebbe, he says, I must disagree and take issue with it. And the Chai Odom writes in quite some great length, but towards the end he says the following. He says, just in case you ask me, why am I talking to you about Batim if the question is about Ritzuas? And we're not talking about, there's no din that Ritzuas to be Roya Pnei Abayis. There's no, but the Chai Odom in the Nishmas Odom, which is where he writes this Tshuva, he writes and he says, V'seipapol sh'omo mevua, melechas atzviya min ha-Ritzuas v'abatim biyachaz. They are the same din. He says, Shahari Shachrus Habatim Yalfino Miritsuas. Why do you need the batim to be black? If you need the batim to be black, Big Machlokes Rishonim, it's because we learn, extend, the Aloch Lomesh Misina about the Ritsuas about which there's no Machlokes, we extend that to the bias as well, the batim. So says the Chochmas Adam, therefore, if, in as much as you need the bias to be black, you certainly need the Ritzuas to be black. And then the Chochmas Adam writes, and he says the following, a little bit of it I'll read out, it'll really help me, he says the following. He says, oh. V'af sh'oraya sh'mevi mo'rizal, referring to Neidib Yehuda, mitcheles. The Neidib Yehuda beings arrive from Tcheles. That Tcheles, if you want to dye the tzitzis, you have to add other samamonim to get the Tcheles to take, to be absorbed into the wool and tzitzis. So he says, Roy l'misha omron, certainly, mikol mokim, nirali, de kemoi shabo harambam liting tam al hoisofa samamonim demuta. The Rambam explains why the Torah says, dye the tzitzis with Tcheles. Why are you mixing other things into the tcheles? He says, tchei melechas atzovim. That's the way you dye things with tcheles. Although the Torah just says tcheles, but nonetheless, that's the way to do it. So that is what the Torah means. It's part and parcel of the way you do it. Kein yesh leima shabal lahoyris t'osa lahoysif ma she'ena tzorich lemelechas atzvia. You're not allowed to add anything else other than what is needed to be able to dye the tzitzis. V'afshia yose yofe, even though the finished product you think looks nicer. T'chivin t'omra Torah, t'cheles, so the Torah says you've got to have t'cheles, minole litin lo samamonim. You can't add, who says you can add other additives, he says. Once you add other additives, it's no longer pure t'cheles that the Torah is required. So he says, Kamusha Toma Tosfos. Tosfos asks this question. But Tzorech Neymar, the Das Torah, what the opinion of the Torah is, Kiven to Eev Shalit Tzvaya Belize, you cannot dye the Tcheles without the Tzitzis, Tcheles, without that, Muchrachu, it must be, Shekol Eilu Samonim Nichlal B'Tcheles. That's what the Torah meant. So he says, Mikol Mokim Bat. Minolon, where can we possibly know Lilmoy to learn from here? Shemutav lahoisiv lenoi, that you can add something that you feel decorates and beautifies the finished product. V'chi onu yodim, do we know ma nikro ladas hatoira noy? Do we know what is noy? So the the Nishmas Odom continues to say the following, to say that you're not allowed to add anything. And he says, this varnish that they're making it shiny, who says it's what the Torah calls Mahuda? It's what you think may look nice, but who says that's what the Torah calls Mahuda? And therefore he says it's no good. But he goes on to say something which is earth-shattering. He goes on to say that he brings a proof from two places that if you have a material and then you put a coating on top of it, the material is a toffle to the coating. Exactly the opposite of what you might have thought. And he brings two proofs. One is from the fact that the Torah calls the Shulchan in the Mishkan HaShulchan HaZohov. And the Shulchan was, of course, a wooden table coated with gold. It's called Shulchan HaZohov. But it wasn't. It's a wooden table with just a leafing, just with a gold leaf plating. That's what it was. Similarly, brings another proof. I haven't got time to see it inside, but see it for yourself by all means in the Neshmas Odom, Sifkot and Gimel, Klal Yudal and Sifkot and Gimel, towards the end. And it brings another raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Kelim. The Rambam in Hilchas Kelim, Perek Vov, I'll just give you the halacha, where he says, halacha tes vov, hashulchan oy hadul peki. A shulchan is a table, a dul peki is like a coffee table. Shechipon b'shayish, if you've coated them with marble, he says, v'shir bohem mokem anochas hakoisis, you believe place to put glasses, mekablin tumah, then it's mekabel tumah because the table's wood. V'im chipo akoil, but if everything is coated with marble, tahoirim, because stone is tahoir, he says, bein b'tzipui oimeid, bein b'tzipui she'ein oimeid, whether it's a coating that will last and is going to be permanently there, or whether it isn't. From this, the Chai Odom brings a proof that once you coat it, the din is the din of the coating, and that's it. And therefore, he says quite clearly, "V'lochein lefi ani yistaiti haticho hazu." This coating, she'osim miktsa sofis manenu she'cholim likloif b'shleimus. You can take it all off in one piece. He says, "Posel, it's no good." Because what happens is, he says that the leather becomes toffle to the plastic. And therefore you've got plastic ritzuas. Incredible. And then he says, the shalachti tshuva zu, lagon bal beis meir. He sent it to the great Gon, the beis meir. V'shalach li, he sent back, hertek mi tshuva, a copy of the tshuva that he wrote to lagon Rav Kivega. V'chaye ha-kosev, says that the Chai Odom, unbelievably, Shabarov had Dvorim Kivanti Ladaito. The base May says exactly what I wrote. Almost the majority of things he's written exactly the same. So the base May agrees with the Chai Odom. The Noidi Bihuda may well agree with, by the way, with the Chai Odom on this point, because Noidi Bihuda only disagrees about the bias. But the bias is not considered bias for Silcha bias, or he says that it's only a problem with gold, not with other things. But when it comes to the ritzuas that need to be black, they must be black. Whether the Noidi Bihuda will disagree with the Chai Odom that once you've got a coating, so the ritzuas, there are two problems. One is once you've got a coating, so who says the ritzuas are black? What they've done here is they've taken ordinary unpainted ritzuas, and what they've done is they've simply stuck plastic onto it. So they've stuck plastic onto it, and that's what you've got. So the ritzuas are not black. You've just got some tape stuck onto it. Who says when you tape it, you make it black? The others that have been painted, and now the painting peels off, that's interesting. That's something we have to think about. Maybe it's okay as long as it's on, because... Or maybe you say, no, it's just sitting on top of it. And the Chai Odom makes it quite clear that there are two different things. I didn't read this out for you, but it's there in the Nishmas Odom. He says there's a difference between dioi, which is ink for the Sefer Torah, which is supposed to sit on top of the cloth, and between seva, which is supposed to pigment and color the ritzuas. Now, Loch HaLomoshim Sinai is the ritzuas themselves have to be black. If they're not black, but you just got something sitting on top of it, as it is, so even if it is actually sprayed on, and this clearly has not been sprayed on, this is absolutely a separate piece. And therefore, but the others that also peel have been sprayed on. If the ink doesn't penetrate the Ritzua but just sits on top of it, so then, according to the Nishpas Odom, it's a problem. The Beis Meir agrees. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Beis Sifkot and Kuf Pei Hei quotes the Nishmas Odom and the Beis Meir, saying that he disagrees, they disagree with the Noda Behuda, and he paskens like the Nishmas Odom and the Beis Meir. So therefore we got the Chofetz Chaim as well who goes there. There are, I must be fair and tell you, that there are opinions that say, of varying degrees, there are opinions that say, certainly the ones that were painted, genuinely painted, but the paint's been too acrylic, and therefore it hasn't absorbed, there are opinions which want to say that those should be okay. The Mishkan is Yaakov, the Prima Godim seems to say that way, there's a Chelkas Yaakov who says, there's a modern sefer called Zichron Eliyahu that was written together of David Morgenstern and Rav Eliashiv's Batimacher, and they tend towards, they say quite clearly in the Sefer that this is definitely too much. Impossible, this. If it's being actually stuck on as a separate piece, that can't be. But whether, if you've got this paint which peels off, but it hasn't penetrated the Ritzua, as long as it's on the Ritzua, whether it's okay or not okay, that they certainly feel that there is quite a bit to be said in favour of it, Moshe Sternbuch as well, so it seems to be hotly debated whether yes or no. But one thing I will to mention that needs to be said, these Ritzuas were made fraudulently. They're in the market, they're around to be had, they come with a forged, Rav Moshe Shol Klein's signature was forged, and they were sold as that. He put a letter in the paper saying that they were forged. Be very careful, you'll get a letter of approbation about these Ritzuas. These Ritzuas are called Ritzuas Malchus, maybe we can rename them Ritzuas afterwards. And they are somebody called, Rav Yaakov Yitzchok Klein. Rav Yaakov Yitzchok Klein seems to have disappeared on me. Rav Yaakov Yitzchok Klein is the one who is giving these a hechsher. He is this is not Rav Moshe Shol Klein. Somebody else. I've lost his paper. The moment, but somebody called Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchok Klein is the one who's giving the hechsher to it, and there's no question about it that this is not something that has been accepted by the Gedolim. They've also found that on the production of these Ritzuas, there was not a mashgiach there at all, and I've spoken to people who have no axe to grind, have no interest in one way or the other, and therefore, these Ritzuas, quite apart from the question of whilst they're stuck, is it okay? Because at the moment they're black. These Ritzuas, the people who have produced them, we've no idea whether they've been done lishmo, properly done with people who are genuinely Yirei Shamayim, done it properly, whether there's been a mashgiach there, whether the goyim have been working on it, or whether yidden have been working on it. There's serious problems with them, and therefore these Ritzuas here definitely need to be replaced. The other ones that if you have Ritzuas, therefore, all I can say is the Ritzuas that we buy, the same as the food that we buy, we want to know what Hechsher it's got. Ritzuas we buy, we go to Seferim, we need to know what Hechsher the Ritzuas that we're getting are. Every reel of Ritzuas should have a plumber, should have a Hechsher stempel on it at the end. So when the reel is finished, it's still there. And therefore, any sofer who can't show you the hechsher of what he's supplying you, don't take the ritzuas from him. Yeah. The hechsherim that are good are the Vedats, the Moshe Shol Klein, and Rav Vosner. Those are the three good hechsherim that one can buy from. The others that are not known to us, they're new people in the market, we shouldn't touch them. If they're half the price, if it's too cheap to be true, then it is genuinely too good to be true, and therefore one shouldn't touch them. There's lots more to be said about it, but here people should know that. You can try it yourself and pop the ritzuas into hot water for 5 minutes if you've got any doubt, and try and peel it off. If it does, there's trouble.
Sure. Sure. But most we'd like to do next week's Tearaway sponsored.